欢迎收听可可英语独家专栏节目可可 Radio， 我是安夏，安静的安，夏天的夏。微信上搜索公众号安夏说英语可以找到我，关注到更多其他节目动态哦。一起来聊聊如何克服恐惧。 How experience reduces fear， 经历如何减少恐惧。 I used to be very afraid of getting up in front of people and speaking。我曾经非常害怕在人们的面前讲话。 I would get sweaty palms and my stomach would be so tied up that I wouldn't be able to eat. 我会手心冒汗，肚子还会抽筋，以至于东西都吃不下。 I would experience so much tension in my neck and shoulders that I would almost always have a headache by the time I had to speak or shortly thereafter.
我的脖子和肩膀还会一直有一股力量紧绷着，导致我在讲话或者讲话一会儿之后呢，就会头疼。
Each time I spoke, though, I noticed afterwards that it wasn't that bad. This is a trend I've noticed throughout my life. Things I fear are never as bad in reality as I made them out to be in my mind.
每一次我当众讲话之后呢，我都会注意到其实它并没有想象的那么糟糕，这是我在生活当中已经注意到了的一种现象。我害怕的事情在现实生活当中并没有像我的想象中那么糟糕，那么可怕。
So one element of training for fearlessness is to simply push ourselves to do things that we are fear so that we have more opportunities to developThe wisdom that the things we fear are always worse in our minds than they are when we actually experience them.
所以呢，锻炼克服恐惧的一个方法就是让自己去做我们感到恐惧的事情。这样的话呢，我们就会有更多的机会来提升自己的智慧，认识到我们所恐惧的事情，在想象中比在现实当中更加可怕。
Okay, that's what we talk about today. How experience reduces fear.
经历如何减少恐惧。所以呢，去尝试吧。更多正能量英语，请关注可可英语可可 Radio， 或者可以在微信公众号安夏说英语的后台回复正能量英语，可以获取可可 Radio 2016年的所有节目下载链接哦。